Lord Ashdown, her father, had been a most brilliant diplomat, and he had contributed enormously to the huge British Empire presided over by Queen Victoria. He had been rich and influential before he became a diplomat, but his success then had lain in the fact that his father had been an extremely clever man, and he had done a great deal for the countryside he lived in. When Lord Ashdown had shown, while he was still at Oxford, that he had an exceptional brain and great charm, that was the hope and ambition of every budding diplomat. His father had wisely insisted that he become proficient in every foreign language. When he was later offered an apprenticeship to the Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, the Secretary said, "He knows more languages than I do, and I cannot imagine anyone who would be more useful to us at this or any other moment." It was then that Lord Ashdown realized that he was in his element. He travelled from country to country, and because he was handsome, and when it suited him, flirtatious, a large number of women fell willingly into his arms. But surprisingly, he did not marry. It was because he enjoyed his life so much as a bachelor, he felt he would find himself tied down, however attractive his wife might be, and he would feel confined in a way he was certain he would hate. He was therefore nearly 50 when he finally married. He was extremely happy with his young and very beautiful wife. Unfortunately, and to his and everyone else's great sadness, she died during the birth of her first child. Whilst Alia was a comfort to her father, he was continually travelling throughout the world, and it was not until she was old enough that he took her with him. The countries they visited and the people they met made a great impression on a girl who was only 14 years of age,